Chapter 13. The Setup. Even though Lyra felt confused and upset by her argument with Bon Bon, she couldn't bring herself to leave the ponies of Appaloosa with at least one confirmed changeling, and perhaps more, in their midst. Lyra was going to do everything in her power to help them, just as she'd promised Agent Furlong back in Manhattan. And Lyra had a plan. Time was already running out, so Lyra put on her Appaloosan getup and trotted over to the town dance hall, where tonight's festivities were going to take place. Lyra knew where to find it because Brayburn had pointed it out to her on his tour after they'd had applesauce the previous night. When Brayburn had mentioned that the Appaloosans often held both Wild West dances and Mild West dances, Lyra asked which his cousin Applejack preferred. Then she had casually slipped into conversation that he should invite Applejack along with her friends. Lyra had her hooves crossed that they would show up. Without Bon Bon, she was on her own and could use all the help she could get. "Brayburn!" Lyra called out to the stallion with a wave. He was at the top of a ladder, hanging some string lights above the dance floor. "The barn looks great! Perfect for a Wild West dance, just as Applejack likes."
"Howdy, Heartstrings," Brayburn hollered back, "and thank you."
He hopped down and trotted over.
"Say, what's that in your hooves, ma'am?"
"Oh, these?" Lyra looked down at the basket she was holding. It was full of red paper shaped like hearts. "These are just some extra hearts and hoofstay cards I had left over. I thought it would be nice if each pony gave one to some pony that they wanted to dance with at the Settle Hawkins Square Dance." Lyra smiled. "You know, to spread the love."
"How creative," Brayburn grinned.
He picked up a hearts and hoofstay card and passed it back to Lyra.
"Just like that?"
"Just like that," Lyra winked and passed him the basket. "The more love in this room, the better," she thought. "It'll be a changeling's dream come true." She turned on her hoof to leave the barn and then remembered one last detail.
"Have you seen Delilah lately?"
Lyra asked. "Is she still coming tonight?"
"Oh, I reckon she wouldn't miss it for anything," Brayburn said with a tip of his hat. "See you later, Miss Heartstrings."
The sun was setting over Appaloosa, and almost every pony in town was trotting over to the big dance. Lyra took a moment to watch the sky darken and the stars blink to life. She was nervous. Lyra wondered what she could have done differently with Bon Bon and why her friend had been so touchy. This whole adventure was supposed to be about the two of them together. At first, Lyra had felt so special that Bon Bon was finally including her in the double life she once led.
"Lyra!"
she heard her name being called in the distance. She saw a pony galloping toward her, but could only make out a silhouette.
"Lyra!"
No pony here called her that except...
"Bon Bon, is that you?"
Lyra exclaimed as her friend arrived, rumpled and out of breath. "What are you doing back here?"
"You were right, Lyra," Bon Bon admitted, shaking her head. "I wasn't paying attention to details like you were. I was so caught up with following the action that I forgot to trust my best friend."
"What happened?" Lyra prodded. She tried hard not to appear smug.
"I watched Bravo board the train back to Manhattan, but as soon as I got on, he was nowhere to be found."
Bon Bon threw her hooves in the air.
"That's when I knew that he never was Bravo, and he does say everything twice. I was being tricked by a changeling, just as you had figured out."
Bon Bon frowned.
"He was trying to get rid of us so we couldn't sabotage their plans to feed on the love tonight. I feel like such a rotten apple for ever doubting you."
"Don't worry." Lyra's face broke into a grin. "I forgive you, Bon Bon." Bon Bon smiled, her cerulean eyes beginning to tear up.
"You do? Best friends forever, remember?"
Lyra leaned over and hugged her buddy.
No amount of secret agenting is going to get in the way of that.
Oh, isn't that precious?
A pony's voice interrupted, having noticed their embrace.
Two friends who love each other so much.
The ponies froze. It was no pony other than Delilah.
Well, I best be getting on to that dance,
Delilah said with a curtsy.
My honey awaits.
As she trotted away, her eyes flashed blue again. Lyra and Bon Bon both shuddered. It had been too close of a call for comfort.